Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us. We've got a special program planned here today, and we're going to have a guest, special guest on the air with us here. Actually, two guests we'll have with us here today, and so we're going to get started there in just a moment. Just a reminder, of course, I'm pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and you can visit us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you can find out information about the program, about myself, also links to our home church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. Certainly invite you to come out and give us a visit. And if you're in the area, we're in Northern Summit County. We'll have that information at the end of the program. But we meet at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express midway between Akron and Cleveland, 5171 Brecksville Road, right off Interstate 77 and the Ohio Turnpike. And I also want to let you know, too, that the hotel is undergoing some renovations right now. So our normal 10 o'clock Bible study is canceled this week. So until they're getting through with the renovations in that area. So, but check us out online, livewithpastoral.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/livewithpastoral. You can find us there, and you can catch our live broadcast there as well, our Facebook live broadcast. Well, we're going to go ahead and get into our program here today, and we've got two guests with us today. We've got Dan Hermada from Act 4 Ohio. He'll be speaking here in just a moment, talking about upcoming meeting on Monday evening, where he will be joined with our next guest, Chris Gobotz, who is the president of the Rare Foundation, and I'll let him explain that here in just a minute as well. So, gentlemen, welcome to the program today.
Hi, thanks for having
Pastor
us
Hal, thanks for having me.
To have you both, and good to be with you all, and looking forward to meeting Chris at the Act for Ohio meeting on Monday night. And Chris, I'm going to give you a chance to tell a little bit about yourself here in just a moment, but before I forget, Dan, give us the information that people need to know if they're interested in the ACT meeting.
All right. In Broadview Heights, Monday night at 7 o'clock, Club Motor Estates, and if people want an invitation to that, they have to email me at info@actforohio.org.
All right, that's info@actforohio, F-O-R, correct?
F-O-R, right, info@actforohio.org. I'll send them the information, the registration link through Eventbrite. And we have to do registration because we have a pretty crowded event and we have to prepare for the number of seats and handouts and a variety of reasons, but anybody who's come to our meeting knows that it's something well worth it, and we have a lot of returning guests, or a lot of returning people.
Yeah, and I encourage people to come out and check out these meetings if you've got the opportunity, and they're really relatively inexpensive. I mean, the $5 is nothing compared to the amount of information that you are able to get from these meetings. Have a number of great guests and informing people about the issues of the day. And of course, we've got our guest with us today, Chris Gobotz. And Chris is an expert in counterterrorism. Almost said counter-television there. Counterterrorism and the jihadi threat across America. And I actually first became acquainted with you some years ago reading the book, The Muslim Mafia. And so I'm going to have you mention a few things about that as well here today on the program. But Chris, welcome to Live with Pastor Al today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. Yes, always good to talk about the
Well, and it's good to have you with us today here. And you're going to be speaking at the Act for Ohio meeting on Monday. And, you know, you've been on the radio here a little bit in the Northeast Ohio and the Cleveland area talking about some of your work. And I guess since I mentioned the book, The Muslim Mafia, we should talk about that first. How old were you when you were involved with the research on that book?
Yeah, I was 28 years old, and that was my father's a federal agent with the, or was a federal counterintelligence agent with the Air Force. He had retired and started to look into some of the jihadi groups like the Muslim Brotherhood that are operating here in the United States. And I was privileged enough to work on that project with him and ended up going undercover as a posed as a Muslim and went to some jihadi mosques, including the what's called the 9/11 mosque, Dar al-Hijra at Falls Church, Virginia, and worked with the Hamas group CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, in D.C. for 6 months. And the book Muslim Mafia was published based on that experience and showed that CARE is doing what the Muslim Brotherhood say they are involved in, which is civilization jihad to destroy America from within.
And, you know, other than the risks, obviously, in going into an undercover operation like that, you know, you reveal a lot about CARE, and you were able to come into the possession of quite a few documents. I found that kind of interesting, how that you obtained these documents. I know some critics have tried to say that they've been stolen or something, but how did you get the documents that you used in your work there? Is Chris still there with us? I'm having some difficulty there hearing our caller. But we were talking with Chris Gobotz and talking about the documents that I remember reading in the book, how they asked him to dispose of the documents. Chris, as soon as you're there, you can chime in. I'm just not hearing Chris at all right now.
Yeah, I'm not either. Pastor.
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, there we are. We got you back.
Oh, good.
I was afraid that somebody snatched you away before we could continue the conversation.
You never know, Steve.
Yeah.
So we ended up showing that CARE was involved in a fraud scheme where they were defrauding Muslims. They had one of their resident attorneys taking money from Muslims, representing them in their immigration case. And since they were involved in that fraud scheme, we were able to preserve evidence and documents from that time forth. And some of those documents are damning. I mean, we're talking about CARE working on Capitol Hill, working with the Senate's Judiciary Intelligence and Homeland Security Committee, while at the same time in their meeting, private meeting notes, discussing working with Osama bin Laden. So this is a group that purports itself to be a civil rights group, even though they're defrauding Muslims, and yet at the same time they're on Capitol Hill affecting domestic and foreign counterterrorism efforts, while at the same time supporting our mortal enemy Al Qaeda.
Right,
so, guys are what we call suit wearing jihadis. They wear suits. They work with legislators at the federal, state, and local level. They work with law enforcement. They work with interfaith dialogue groups. But it's all in their favor of civilization jihad, which they talk about affecting every single institution in America, schools, universities, government, media, all to move this nation towards being more accepting of their jihadi agenda. And we saw that recently with Israel, right, where the U.S. moved its embassy. You had Hamas terrorists attacking Israel, and then the media outcry not in favor of Israel defending innocent lives and their sovereignty, but in favor of Hamas. Well, that's the direct result of groups like CARE working with the media.
Right. Where did CARE come from? I mean, we're talking about the Council on American Islamic Relations, and where did this organization come from? I'm sorry, we've lost Chris's audio here again. Are you still there with us, Chris? We'll get back to Chris there in just a minute. We're having a little technical difficulties. I think I'm not sure which end it's on, but Dan, while we're waiting for Chris to get back with us here on the audio,
yes.
What is planned for the meeting on Monday night?
Okay, so we're going to have Chris, of course, and he's our main speaker, but I'm also going to have a young lady by the name of Alana Mastrangelo, who's the state director for Turning Point USA. She'll be there as well, and she's going to be, kind of ties in that the grassroots director for Act for America used to be with Turning Point USA. So oftentimes people say, you know, where are the younger people? How do we get the younger people involved as to what's going on in this issue and, of course, all other issues that we're concerned about? And so we reached out to her and asked her to come introduce herself. They're very aware of what's going on with them on the college campuses and the, you know, the what do you want to call it, the discrimination against conservatives and the censorship of their voices. And no matter what they're for, if they're for any pro-life issues or if they're, of course, on this issue with, you know, the Muslim influence on the college campuses with the Muslim Students Association, anything against Israel, anti-Semitism, anything like that, you know, their voices are censored. So she's going to speak to us, and I thought it would be a great idea for her to be involved in Turning Point USA to hear. These are all young people. They might as well hear
right.
what Chris did as a young person, as an intern with CARE and the service that he provided for us, for this country. And so, you know, that's what we have planned for Monday. She'll talk for a little while. I, of course, always have other tidbits to share with our audience. We'll talk about our upcoming meetings. You mentioned interfaith dialogue. We're going to have Pastor Sharam Hadian. He's based out in Washington State, and he travels the country, and he's traveled with Chris to give presentations about the interfaith scam, the interfaith dialogue scam that's going on, perpetrated by the Muslim Brotherhood, and how Christians are falling for it.
Right.
And so he makes it a point that's his point of his presentation, and he's going to be our guest June 24th on a Sunday night as a webinar only, because we're trying to get that message out as well.
Mm-hmm.
What CARE is doing, these little Tea Time for Peace seminars that they're giving around everywhere throughout the country, but most notably for us in Northeast Ohio. And, you know, they're posing as a civil rights organization, and it's all one big kumbaya moment, but they're not telling people, you know, who they truly are. Hang on
right.
one second, okay?
Yeah, I believe we have CARE, or I'm CARE, Chris back with us again here. And Chris, are you back with us?
I am.
All right. Well, the moderns of technology, they don't always work the way that we want. But while we were trying to get back connected with you, Dan was mentioning something about the interfaith dialogues, which you had mentioned briefly too. And in the time that we have, I wanted to hit that here for our listeners. I mean, this is, you know, we got a largely Christian audience, and we hear about these interfaith dialogues, these interfaith events, and Dan had mentioned the Tea Times for Peace and all of that. And, you know, CARE often comes involved in these things, trying to promote Islam and as a peaceful religion coexisting with everything else. And from your time studying CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood and these various organizations, what is your thoughts on these interfaith dialogues and what they're accomplishing in this country?
Yeah, well, I would just ask people, what are they accomplishing other than the ends of the Muslim Brotherhood and beyond?
Right. All right. I think we've got the connections not coming through again. Are you still there, Chris? I apologize. The connection keeps breaking up there, but you're talking about the...
Maybe just needs me to jump back in there.
Oh, yeah, we'll get you back in here, Chris. We're talking about the interfaith dialogues, and if we can get Dan, I apologize. I'm just not able to get a clear connection there with Chris today for some reason, but maybe we can try another time on the program. But these interfaith dialogues, you mentioned them. I mean, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that when an Islamic, imam, one of their clergy comes in and speaks in what is supposed to be a Christian church, they're really sending a signal, aren't they, that they're claiming that church for Allah, aren't they?
They are. Not only are they doing that, but they're saying that Islam is supreme. I've seen these things firsthand in person. And I've seen Catholic priests, I've seen rabbis just sit there and not defend their faith, and, you know, let the imam control the situation, or in the case of Tea Time for Peace that CARE puts on, let CARE control the conversation. You can't, they have a set of guidelines, you know, they have all the questions that can be asked, and when you ask a simple question, if you bring up Sharia or anything like that, well, you're not allowed to ask it. You know, everything, the conversation is very controlled, very carefully, and it's all in favor of Sharia and supremacy and Allah and everything else. It's a one-way street. It's not, there's no bridge building going on here. It's a one-way bridge. That's what's happening.
Well, and it's unfortunate, like you said, that these leaders in these churches sit there and let this happen and even apologize for it sometime. I don't know if you saw the news. There was an occurrence that just happened at the cathedral of, and my French is terrible, but it's spelled, looks like it should be pronounced Nantes or Nantes, N-A-N-T-E-S in France. And they were doing the Mass of the Pentecost, you know, the Pentecost, the celebration of Pentecost after, you know, with the Jewish feast there, and they were celebrating the Mass of the Pentecost, representing when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the believers there in Acts chapter 2. But as the priest was speaking there, there was a Muslim guy who interrupted, seized the microphone, and started, amongst other things, saying, Allahu Akbar. And, of course, you know, that doesn't mean, you know, praise to Jehovah God in any way. Not only did they apologize, but they actually said that he never said that. They covered it up.
It's unreal. I've seen, I'm going to play a short video, and this is for everybody in Northeast Ohio that's listening, where, you know, oftentimes you have to show them where it's happening locally, and then it wakes people up and hits them over the head and says, you know, look what's going on here. Channel 5 put out a one-minute follow-up article, and they interviewed people at this Tea Time for Peace put on by CARE.
Mm-hmm.
And the head guy from CARE in Cleveland said, you know, we just want, you know, we're trying to come together we follow the Abrahamic faith, and, you know, and he said, and we all believe in the same God. We're just trying to get everybody's minds at ease. And that's, they do not believe in the same God that we believe in. It's that simple. And the Channel 5 newscasters and the reporter is just shaking their head, you know, okay. And the people in the audience, oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So this is what's going on. It's one big propaganda ploy, or a big influence operation is what's happening. So we're going to show that for people to see so we can prepare them. There's one coming up in Brexville in September,
mm-hmm.
that we'd like people to go to. Because you can't make this stuff up. You just have to show people and have them go experience it for themselves. So,
well, and it's like what Chris was saying, Chris Gobatz, when he was saying about jihadis in suits, and you know, they come across very smooth, and it reminds me of the infiltration, you know, that the disinformation and propaganda that the KGB organized during the Cold War, and trying to picture communism and the Soviet Union as wanting peace and wanting to live in harmony with the West, and all of this, while at the same time trying to find the way to destroy the West. And of course, that's what the goal of the Muslim Brotherhood is for America, to establish Sharia law to destroy our way of life, and certainly to take away the religious freedom that we enjoy in this country. I was reading a quote. This goes back to a guy that died in 1350, influential Islamic jurist Ibn, and again, I'll mess these pronunciations up, Qayyim al-Jawziyya, I think is something to that effect. And this is what he said about the Islamic view of synagogues and churches. And this is what's in Islam today. This is not what's being said at these tea times for peace. This Islamic jurist said, those who are of the opinion that to pray in a church or synagogue is loathsome also say that they are places of great infidelity and polytheism. Indeed, their loathsomeness is greater than that of bathhouses, cemeteries, or dunghills, since they are the places of divine wrath. Moreover, are they not the houses of the enemies of Allah, and Allah is not to be adored in the houses of his enemies? You know, that sounds like a kumbaya statement, doesn't it?
It does. And again, this is from the leaders, you know, of the Brotherhood. And we got many videos of them saying the exact same things, or very similar similar things. And you know, they say one thing overseas and in their mosque here, and another thing when they're walking the halls of Congress or the State House.
No, absolutely. Well, and we think about this, and we think about the meeting coming up on Monday night, and Christians need to be aware of these things. You know, we have a program, and you know, we talk about the Bible, and we deal with people's questions about the Bible, but we also like to talk about current events, helping Christians to have a biblical worldview of what's happening. And when we see what CARE is doing, and the Muslim Brotherhood is doing, these other organizations are doing, trying to infiltrate churches and try to fool people, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing, so to speak, into believing that they just want to get along. And anybody like yourself or myself that says otherwise, well, we're just Islamophobes. And yet we're called to sound a warning. We're called to warn people about what's happening and encourage people to wake up, look around, see what's happening. And I would like to encourage pastors to contact you about getting involved and finding out more information, perhaps attending the meeting on Monday. And so if you could give that information out again, Dan, on how they can contact you.
Sure. It's, first of all, our website, so they can check us out, is actforohio.org. That's actforohio.org. And then if they want to come to the meeting, they need to email me at info@actforohio.org. And I will do a little back and forth, get some information from them, and then send them the link to register via, we use Eventbrite for that, as you know. And then as far as pastors are concerned, we can even take it a step further. I would be happy to, even if they can't come to a Monday night meeting, talk with them, either over the phone, a personal visit, maybe even explain who we are, and then offer to do a presentation at their church to them, their staff, their members, whatever. We've done that before in the last 5 years that we've been educating those folks around Ohio and legislators. And it's worked well, meeting with priests and pastors and rabbis. So we continue to do that, and that offer is always on the table. So.
And I appreciate that, Dan. And of course, speaking as a pastor myself, you know, I get these things every once in a while, either in the mail or an email or something online, offering about these various interfaith groups and invitations to them and events and all of that. And I just look at some of these and I shake my head because, you know, the Bible talks about blind leaders of the blind. And I see that so much with some of these churches, some of these pastors who just refuse to look at this, and they just sort of blindly follow along. And even when the Bible warns us about, as I said, wolves in sheep's clothing, and people arising from even amongst ourselves trying to lead us astray, and we need to look to God, and we need to look to His Word first and foremost, of course, because it's a spiritual battle that we're involved in. But as pastors, as Christians, we need to know the enemy. We need to know what's going on. We need to know what they're saying about us behind the scenes, like you said, when they're not in the halls of Congress, when they're not engaged in one of these interfaith conferences. We need to know the information that we can share with our churches and with our families and our friends. And we need to be aware. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So, Dan Hermod, I want to thank you for being on the air with us today and encourage people to check you out and at your website. And we're about out of time here right now. I want to thank you folks for listening today and follow up on some of that and join us again Sunday night for Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Thanks and God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.